right. It's time for story to get through this long night. No need for a watch. We're in the middle of nowhere in the desert here.
I don't mind the night so much. Just the next morning.
Well, we've got time before we sleep. And the fire going, and the stars out.
Ah, time for a story.
What shall we hear? A tale of heroism?
A song of sorrow for tragedy?
It's the festival of the dark moon, at least back at my home. So maybe a story from close to the veil of death.
Vorasta's got good stories. Close to the veil.
Give us a scary one, a creepy one.
Night shadows skulking in the dark. Sounds like a certain someone among us.
It's a long-time tradition among the river towns, and even down to some small forest communities, that they have a ghost house somewhere.
What's a ghost house?
It's a house dedicated to all the lost spirits which may be in the area, and it provides them with a place to stay. That way, the spirits don't remain in the house they may have died in, or take residence with a relative. Or it may be for wandering spirits in the area who don't have a place to stay.
Aw, that's quaint.
It's a tradition, supported even by those that don't believe in lost or wandering spirits. But some communities take it very seriously and take great care in designing and keeping up their local ghost house.
Designing the house?
A lot of thought can go into creating a ghost house. You don't just take over an existing home after the owner is passed on. Well, you might use someone's old house, but you have to rearrange the house so that it is more attractive for ghosts to dwell in it than any of the other local homesteads.
How would they make a house more attractive for wandering spirits? And why would spirits be wandering?
Some people don't know yet that they're dead. So their spirits go wandering about, going about life as usual, as if they were still alive. So the community creates a special house to attract them that must be more interesting and complicated, with places to explore, lots of nooks and crannies and cupboards and closets, even secret passages. A lot to explore.
I see.
And one other feature is that spirits might be attached to certain items, furniture, portrait frames, things they identified with during their life when alive. Every so often, people will take these items and place them into the ghost house because a spirit is attached to the item.
Oh.
Alternatively, it may also serve to attract a spirit to go to the ghost house instead of staying in their previous home. So a ghost house might be full of all kinds of odds and ends. Furniture, clothing, personal items, jewelry. All manner of junk and random things accumulated over the years.
Mm-hmm. And people just leave the stuff there?
All kinds of things, yes. One of the most famous ghost houses was in my home River City of Studies. The ghost mansion was in the more affluent part of the city, upon the Rich Hill, as it was called by the locals. The mansion was once owned by a wealthy merchant, who died suddenly and mysteriously, and left no heir or instructions as to what to do with his property upon his death. So the city turned his mansion into a ghost house, because the city was growing to be quite large and they didn't yet have one. After the city declared the mansion as a ghost house, they hired carpenters and builders to come in and change things all around.
Change things?
They added a number of small hidden rooms, hiding places to put things, winding hallways that led to nowhere, hidden back stairs.
Why so many changes?
And those changes in particular.
Remember, it has to be a house that is interesting to attract ghosts to stay there, and make the house interesting enough so that they stay in the house once they enter it.
And stay out of the houses of the rest of the community,
So, the house accumulates spirits over the years?
Over decades, centuries even.
So, not really a house for the living.
Not at all. It would be very dangerous for people who are alive to wander in.
Do alive people ever go in?
None that come out. People without homes living in the street might brave a cold night in the house when it's raining hard or snowing, but they are usually found the next day, expelled out of the house, no longer alive.
Oh.
Sometimes you could hear shrieks and shouts coming from inside the ghost house. By now it is so crowded with dead spirits that it would be too scary to go in.
Who would want to go in?
Well, comes the story of a couple of thieves who had heard that among the trinkets left inside the ghost house, there was an emerald necklace that had been secretly put into it as well. A whole family line for generations was attached to it. Not a generation went by when someone didn't die with it on. It was finally decided that the necklace was cursed, and when the sixth Contessa of the noble family died with the necklace on, the necklace was taken straight away to the ghost house in secret, and hidden away somewhere in its many rooms and secret passages. And these two thieves had decided that they were going to brave the ghost house and its denizens, and brave the curse of the necklace, and find it for their own, and sell it for a pretty penny. Little did they know what was in store for them.
Cursed or not, that necklace will be ours.
Emeralds. I love emeralds. They go with my eyes.
You have brown eyes.
Green can go with brown.
Whatever. It'll be worth it. In and out we'll go. It'll be quick.
No guards, no garrison. It'll be easy.
Just a simple job in an empty house.
Filled with 4 centuries of ghosts and terrors.
Who believes in ghosts?
Can't you hear them? Shouting and screaming.
They're just trying to scare the jitters out of you.
And doing a pretty good job of it, too.
That's just their way of scaring the living away, so they can spend their afterlife in peace.
Doesn't sound very peaceful to me. Do we have to go at night?
We always work at night.
So do they.
It's dark inside, day or night. Doesn't matter to them. Besides, we don't want anyone seeing us going in.
No one looks at the house. It's bad luck.
Still, let's go in the back. I don't trust front doors.
Even the leaves and the plants are dead around here.
No one takes care of the place.
That ivy on the house is dead. No one has to take care of ivy. It's creepy.
Of course it's creepy. It's a ghost house. They're always creepy. That's why it's left alone, and that's why we can get in and rob it.
Big house?
It's a mansion. Used to be a private house.
They say it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Well, that just doesn't make sense. Who are they, anyways?
People who know.
Maybe people who don't know.
Whatever.
Here's the back door. Get your tools, and we'll get in.
What if some ghostly hand grabs a hold of me?
If it's a ghostly hand, then how can it grab you?
Well, semi-ghostly, semi-not.
Whoever heard of someone being semi-dead? Just get the lock open and we'll get inside, and you don't have to worry about semi-ghostly hands semi-grabbing you.
Lock is sprung.
Well, open it for plague's sake.
Last chance. Once we go in.
Then we're in. Let's go before anyone sees us.
Hey, it's dark in here.
Of course it's dark. It's nighttime.
No, I mean really dark.
It'll take a short while for you to get used to it. Then it will just seem all natural.
Better sooner than later.
Relax. We're inside. Now we got time. No need to be in a rush. We got lots of time.
Okay. I am starting to see things now. Staircase going up over on the right. Door at the end of the foyer, straight ahead.
If I were an emerald necklace, where would I hide?
More importantly, if I were someone trying to hide an emerald necklace, where would I go to hide it?
I can't believe someone would just take an expensive emerald necklace and hide it in this house.
But it's cursed, so it kind of fits this place.
Upstairs. Let's go.
Why upstairs?
there's more ways to hide something on a second floor. In the walls, in the ceiling, in the floor. Easier to add another room up there, too.
Did that stair sound hollow to you?
What? Yes, it does. Give me the bar. I'll pry it up. Hey, there's a compartment in here.
What's in it?
Nothing.
Nothing? Why have a secret compartment in a stairway without hiding anything in it?
This place is full of hiding places.
What is the good of having a hiding place if you don't hide anything in it?
I don't know. This is a strange house.
Well, that just made our short burglary in this house take a bit longer. If we have a lot of secret and hidden compartments to open with nothing in them.
We'll just need to split up then and cover more ground. I'll continue upstairs and you check the main floor.
Nothing doing. You said it was more likely to be on the upper floor. So that's where I'm going to search.
Fine, we'll search together. It's all right if you're a bit scared.
Scared? Who said I was scared?
Or if you're not scared, but you just want to search together and take more time, even though you're not scared.
It has nothing to do with being scared. I just want to search in the place that has the highest chance of success, so we can get out of here as fast as we can.
All right. So, since you're so not scared, you take that dressing room, and I'll go down the hall here to the far room, and we'll work back to each other.
Fine by me. I'm not scared, and this will prove it.
If you weren't so scared, you wouldn't need to prove it, would you?
It's not that I'm scared. It's just that this place gives me the creeps. Okay, necklace. Where are you hiding? There's plenty of drawers in this dresser to look into, even though all of them seem to be empty. No, this is too obvious. Maybe a secret panel behind one of these walls. Maybe this woodworking is too intricately carved to hide a sliding panel. But maybe these carvings might hide a secret lever to open a door.
Hey, find anything yet?
No, I just got started.
Oh, this room's empty. Nothing but dust. I'm going to the next room.
Fine. I'll be here. Who knows how long it will take me to search this room.
Most people start in the basement.
Yeah, well, she thought that there would be more hiding places up here.
Others start in the attic and work their way down.
Well, we have our own way of doing things. Who's there?
Why are you looking up?
That's where I'd expect to find someone. Something. Floating around here. Dodd!
But the bed is more comfy.
Bed? Dodd!
I'm on the bed. Turn around. You'll see.
What is it?
What if I don't want to turn around? Dodd, come in here!
It's your choice. But then, you'll never know, will ya?
Do I want to know?
But, did you find something?
It's entirely up to you.
There's someone in here!
Someone what?
I'm turning around now.
I'll be right here.
Wait, someone's in there?
Yes, there's a cat in here.
There's a what in there?
Cat. On the bed. Over there.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
And? There's a cat on the bed.
I just told you that. Cat on the bed.
Yeah, but you left out the part that it was a talking cat.
I didn't think you'd believe me.
You are searching for an emerald necklace, I believe.
emerald necklace.
Pardon me. I wasn't eavesdropping, but being a cat, I do have very good hearing, you know.
Emerald necklace?
Well, that's why you came in here, right?
We're talking to a cat.
More importantly, the cat is talking to us.
Yeah, that's the odd part. The cat is talking to us.
And we can understand it.
Him.
What?
I'm not an it. I'm a him.
Oh, yes. Him. Sorry.
It's quite all right. Just a minor point.
You live here?
I come and go as I please. Out to the street for my sorettes if it's good weather. If it's not good weather, I wait for them to come in here for shelter. So, as you can probably tell, I really prefer it to be bad weather so that the prey comes to me.
We're talking to a cat.
And the cat is talking back.
Yes, well, it's all in good order and quite natural.
Huh, not for us.
We never have cats talking to us.
Well, I should think that would reflect badly upon the cats, not to be so sociable.
Well, no, but we've never understood a cat before.
Before now, that is.
Well, you should get quite used to it. It's all in the natural law. Cats can talk to dead people.
Oh, well, yeah, we knew that.
That's old country knowledge.
But why can we understand you?
You don't know, then.
What?
Why, you are here in the ghost house.
Great story.
I always love to hear that one.
It's a classic.
I loved the cat.
So they don't know what? Why are they there in the house? I don't understand.
It's a ghost house?
Yes, right, ghost house.
It's a house for ghosts.
Yes, so they can stay there.
And so they put things in it.
To attract the ghosts, yes.
Like maybe an emerald necklace.
Right, that the thieves are going to try to steal.
But the cat is talking to them.
Yes, but...
And the cat can only talk to human spirits, dead people.
Oh! So they don't know they're dead spirits yet.
Now he's got it.
For an intellectual, you can be dim sometimes.
Well, why didn't you say that at the beginning?
What would be the point of telling the story then?
Or to have the cat in it.
I really like the cat.
Oh, tell the story again.
You've been listening to The Ghost House, a fireside short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by Danny Baldwin as Skeo, John Campbell as Aziz, Jack Harbison as Tuntimus, Karen O'Brien as Devergura and Dodd, Daniel Rovan as Seneschal, Aaron Summonsby as Lalafee and Ond, Mark Robbie as The Cat. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfwild, sound design by David Ian, theme by Ron Perovich, music by Mark Rose, medieval music by Johnny Easton. The Ghost House is a fireside short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.